I'm Bill Burton.
Hi. Hi, John Nona. How are you?
Hi.
John Tesla.
Hi.
Millie's Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Terrific. Let's sign you up on our What's My Line sheet. You would understand what I say when I say What's My Line, right?
You remember the television show? Please, you were just talking about.
Past the conference room they're in, the McPoland conference. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew Jim very well.
You knew Mr. McPoland? Good.
Yes.
You can tell us someday, but not now, who he was, because nobody else around here remembers.
He was a county legislator.
Of course he was a county legislator, but what else? Who was he? What did he do?
He worked for the city of Yonkers. He was athlete from NYU. He's listed in the Hall of Fame of your athletes.
Oh, really? County Westchester Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Athletic Hall of Fame? Terrific. Okay. I want to call this meeting of the Committee on Appointments for today, Monday, April 4th, to order. We have a quorum in the presence of Legislator John Testa and Legislator John Nona. Our purpose today is to interview two individuals for appointment and to correct an error that on a previous appointment and then to pass judgment on six reappointments. So we'll begin. Thank you very much for pronouncing your name.
Ellie.
And we have your resume here in front of us. Tell us why you want to subject yourself to all the rigors of being on the Parks Board.
I started going to the Parks Board meetings, it must have been around 8 or 9 years ago, because I was president of my civic association. And your Putnam right away comes through Tibbetsbrook Park, which is in Lincoln Park taxpayers' area. And Bernie Spreckman suggested I go to a meeting so I could push them. The last part of it has just been started last October. But because I was going to them, I followed them all over the county. And you've got a tremendous amount of parks and houses and homes and land that's available that most people don't even know about. And I got interested in what was going on. So I've been going. And there are times that if I had been on the Parks Board, I would have made the quorum. I've teased them about it. You know, if you put me on, you would have had a quorum tonight for the meeting. They're a very interesting group. There's some new members on, but it's a very interesting group. And you've got a new chairman who's also got some great ideas he's doing, and so I'd like to be part of it. Besides the fact that I'm interested in the parks because I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren who live in Yonkers who would like to use the parks, and also I want to make sure they're safe for them to use them.
Sounds good to me. Members.
No questions from
no,
me?
No questions.
Oh, come on. Somebody's got to ask you something.
No. All right. Sounds good.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Eight grandchildren. Eight on the bottom. I have eight grandchildren. I have four great-grandchildren.
And they all live in Westchester? Do they live in Westchester?
Allison's in Kent.
She's our daughter. But one of my grandsons is a police officer in Harrison.
Oh,
so
really?
That's back into Westchester. That his parents live in Mayapack. But they're all in Westchester, and Roy, and I get his views on the playland, so, you know, which
is... Yeah, it's going to be a big part of what you're going to be doing, right?
Yes. Well, you got to do it first, and then we get to it. But, and I've got age from one who's going to be 27, who's going to be 27 in May, to one that's going to be 7. And I have a great-granddaughter who's is 9, so it's just like in between them.
Yeah.
Yes. But the parks are important, and as I said, it's a nice point of things of going on. So.
What do you think of the golf courses and the raising of the fees and that issue? Were you there for those
meetings? I'm glad that you only raised the $1. I've sat... Like he is back there listening to all the discussions. And I listened this week to the capital improvements and funds that they're talking about, and so I'll probably be involved in some of that. And I haven't played golf since before we got my first son, so my our clubs must be rotted away, of course, and I haven't. Too busy.
They might be worth something now. You never know.
Maybe. I've been too busy raising children and such.
What are the big capital improvements you see coming up that have been discussed so far?
Well, some of them that have to be done to Playland, even though the plans are what they are for possibly whatever you decide. But there are certain things that have to be done to them now. There are certain other golf courses that are underwater in certain sections that have to be done. Trying to think of, there were lots of plans that they were talking about, and we just got the list. So
you're ready to hit the ground running, it sounds like.
Yes, yeah. There's a very nice gentleman who just came on, and he's new to it, but I've been listening for 8 years, so I've heard of the plans. I've been through 3 commissioners, so this is the 3rd commissioner. Kathy, I think, is doing a great job. And as I said, the new chairman of the board seems to be, he's got some great ideas. So he's dispersed all the jobs, and I have the job of keeping up and coming in every month with a report on what's happening in the parks. But there's someone who's going to be doing the golf courses, somebody else playing, you know, and such. So
you're going to be on the road going to all the parks?
Well, I've been all the way up to Camp Morey.
Camp Morey.
Have you been to it? It's fascinating. Yes.
Do you like the yurts?
Yes. And my interest started in all of this is because PTA and my children and I'm being involved. So seeing something that you've got, I mean, hearing stories about children in foster care who haven't seen their brother or sister until they got together at Camp Morey or during the summer tugs a little bit at me. I mean, I feel sorry for them. So, I mean, it's part of that part of it. And I should say it this way. We've been interested in children. We've adopted 4 of them. Our four children are adopted. And the last one is courtesy of the county. They placed her with us because of things with the county. So, as they say, we've certainly been interested in children, and the parks are just an extension of it.
That was good.
Ms. Myers.
Yes, I'm sorry I was late. I'm Judy Myers, County Legislator. Nice to meet you. This is very wonderful. I guess I didn't understand. So you have been on the Parks Board? Or?
No. I was telling the gentleman, I started going because I was interested before my civic association that they finish the Putnam right away. And at the time, it only went to the city of Yonkers line. Mm-hmm. And I've sat there waiting for them and nagging, you know, just by my presence. That they finish it. And the last part of it was just finished. And I have listened to some of the most abusive remarks made by people here about why they didn't want them to finish it. Ooh. People who live in... The Runyon Heights people love it, but there's a section
They don't want people walking in the backyard. Yard.
But some of the remarks made at that meeting I could not believe. We are friends with, over the years, and unfortunately, Lois Bronze, and she had to sit through some horrible remarks, and she smiled.
Oh.
But so that you know, we saw her around 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And although she unfortunately is on a walker, her mind's, it's still
there. She's amazing.
She's amazing, so.
We miss her.
Yes. But anyway, it's some of the remarks. So I've been anxious that they finish that last strip. Of course, there's a half a mile that the state has to finish up in Elmsford. Right. But as they said, I've been there and heard it.
We're lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Ms. Pillay, this is terrific.
Really, yes.
We really appreciate your coming in. We really appreciate your being willing to serve on this thing. And I expect that at some point we're going to be doing a proclamation for you as the oldest standing member of the board.
Oh.
And I don't mean in years, I mean in service.
Well, you can say it in years, unfortunately. If you add on to the fact that we've been married 50
years. I'm looking
impressive.
At that. That's
impressive.
Very impressive. God.
After 58 years.
Thank you very
thank
much
for coming.
We really
very,
appreciate
very
it.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for putting up with her.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, I should say the pleasure's been mine.
Aw. Oh.
Thank you.
Very nice. My name, I carved very nice. 58 years ago in the ring.
That's lovely.
She was the first woman honored by the Central Committee of Veterans of Yonkers.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
congratulations. Yes, we keep busy.
Oh,
great.
Yes, so. Thank you. Thank
you. Take care.
I think you represent Roy.
I do.
My son and his family live on Grace Church.
Oh, they do. What's their name?
Palais.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, wonderful. I'll keep my eyes and ears open.
And there's another Palais, which I teased. That police officer in Harrison.
Yeah. Is he related to?
Palais?
Yeah, it's a grandson. Palais.
How many Palais can there be?
It's Palais. And the funny thing, and I know you're busy, but no, I'll tell you very quickly a story. My granddaughter and her friends were in Harrison or something, and one of their friends got a ticket, and they thought my granddaughter had something. She was playing games because the signature on the ticket is Miss Palais. She said, "No, you're going to have to pay that one. That's my cousin."
Terrific.
That's cute.
Nice to meet you, Lorraine. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, may I have a motion?
Yes.
I'll second.
Moved by Legislator Testa, seconded by Legislator Nona. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Let's get the next one in.
Before you do that, since I have to leave, can I just ask a couple things
sure.
The committee? Number one, why hasn't Commissioner McGuire been brought to a vote on the board
yet? It was referred to community services as well, so he has to go before community services.
Okay.
He's been signed out of appointments.
We signed
out. Yeah, we did sign.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
He just said. But it got hung up in that. I don't know why it's not going through community service. Probably just an oversight. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
Can we remind them?
Yes. Thank you for
Alfreda.
Yeah, I'm on that committee myself. And the other question before I go is the Kimberly Morella interview we had. That name has not come up for a vote either.
Yeah, that's unlikely to come up at this point.
It's unlikely.
Given the issue that we had about how we don't disapprove people, or how we can only disapprove people, that I'm not altogether sure I want to subject anybody to that. That situation on the floor.
That's the time you had to leave and you weren't here to vote on.
Human Rights Commission.
Yeah.
So you don't intend on bringing him here back?
I wouldn't say that. I just say that there's an issue there that I don't want to subject somebody to that, but that's my personal opinion. We can have a discussion on that.
Okay.
So she hasn't been voted out of here, so there's no vote was taken?
A vote was taken, but
it's split, 2-2, because you weren't
here.
Just because John has to go, could you go get the second person? Meanwhile,
let's move David Swope.
While we're doing that, let's move Mr. Swope. What's the issue?
The first resolution had his term 2 more years than it's supposed to be. It was incorrect in the
put it at 2022?
We had him at 2020, and it's supposed to be a 2018. What you have on the agenda is the original referral.
So it should be 2018.
So it's 2018 on the...
Oh, okay. I move that we change the his term.
Well, let's reapprove Mr. Swope for his term to end.
Oh, we can do that. 2018.
And a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Testa, moved by Ms. Myers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Will you not be here for the doctor?
Correct. I have to leave.
Yeah. No,
but that's all right.
Do
we have
reappointments so he can vote.
Yeah. Yes. Let's. Mm-hmm. We have a stack of reappointments. I have a motion.
So moved.
Okay. They are for.
You want a second?
Second. I just want to make sure who we have. Brendan McGrath and all of these. They've checked and made sure.
These are all reappointments.
Okay. Are you updating the book as we go along?
I will be.
All right. Okay.
Those are going to be individual signatures.
If there's something that you need, I'll take care of that one right away. But
yeah, but it's not.
I can do that.
I plan on updating.
Yeah, we do have to do individual.
Can you pass the other the reappointments around?
Yes.
Okay. We'll sign, and while you're out, and we'll have them all done because we've now passed them.
Second.
Okay. No, you moved
it. Oh,
second by Ms. Myers. Second by Lucas Myers.
Yeah.
And passed.
Rocco. Robert Ziff, we saw him.
Here it's coming.
Yeah, and we should talk about that. Janet Walker,
very much so. She's wonderful. She lives in White Plains.
Okay.
And this is a, she's going to get the doctor, just FYI.
Thank you, guys.
I guess you guys
Take
know.
Care. Care.
But this is for the sort of, it's an at-large MD position that is required by the charter on the Board of Health. One of, I think there are three doctors. I can't remember. I should go get my book. You know what? I will get my book.
Well, no, you can tell us in general principle.
Anyway. And
it's a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, exactly. And because Andy's doctor resigned, it was his personal physician, and he was from Up County, and so there was a real request that we try to get somebody who, we're very heavy, especially with the professionals, on the Sound Shore area, because the meetings take place in New Rochelle, and it's quite convenient, obviously.
So where does she live?
So this was one of the members of the committee knows her. She lives in...
Tarrytown.
Tarrytown.
Crest Drive, Tarrytown.
So,
I see that.
That's the deal there. I think I could talk to Melanie afterwards. I had asked John Solverity, because it wasn't that busy, if he could start updating that book.
Yeah, we'll
hello.
Really? Hey.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
This is the 20 questions line. Hi, I'm Bill Burton. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Dr. John Nona. Hi.
Hi, Judy Myers.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Sign in.
Can we keep you waiting long? I hope
no.
not.
Great. And I just got a new iPhone this week, so I was having fun while I was waiting, setting things
that,
up and all
time,
of that.
Free time to just
it was like,
experiment.
Yeah.
Do you like to read manual?
It's fun.
Do you read it? I mean, do you do that? You read manuals?
Read manual?
Yeah,
no, I was reading the manual. I was
playing with the phone.
I was playing. I was in the App Store. I was in the App Store.
Oh, we really just started the day.
Organization. I don't know what my organization is.
Yeah.
We can fake the organization.
Okay, you can fake the organization.
Well, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Sorry that I had asked Dr. Shazat if she was able to come to our last board meeting, our Board of Health meeting, which was unfortunately.
Yeah.
It was just
the timing wasn't quite right.
So I'm sorry that you haven't actually seen a board, not that they're so fascinating, but they are actually.
They are.
I mean, I like them. But,
Mardi Gras masks, all that stuff.
But they are interesting, I think, and there is an opening, as we had mentioned, and I guess, did Ruth talk
with
you?
To me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then she must have filled
she
you
filled
in.
She filled me in.
Perfect.
She filled me in.
Okay. And actually, this is a very interesting time to come on to the Board of Health. We have an acting commissioner, which sets up its own, you know, set of challenges. And we're also starting to do sort of a strategic... I printed out this, or I started filling it out, so you can change what I answered. But this was something that's actually due by the end of the week back to the to Dr. Archibald about whether we should do some kind of strategic planning as a board, and it's something that the Association of Local Boards of Health is urging, and this was right off my desk.
Great.
You can white out my check mark if
Terrific.
You want.
Terrific.
And I'll forward it to you also via email.
Okay.
So you have it.
Ordinarily, we do not accept resumes more than 3 pages long.
You know, you got my long version, unfortunately.
Do we really?
Yes,
fine.
You
no,
did.
I
ain't.
Good
Very.
Lord.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you a synopsis? Would you
please.
Like me to tell you about
really,
myself a little
a
bit?
A really okay. short one, please.
A short one. This is very short. First of all, I've been a resident of the county for almost 40 years. I came to college at Marymount College in Tarrytown. Mm. And other than a brief foray in the Peace Corps, I've been a Westchester County resident. So I feel roots here. I mean, I really... And you may or may not know by my age, by my CV, my age, but it's been 40 years. My work, I went to medical college in New York Medical College, and basically my whole career has been in the Bronx at Montefiore Einstein. Mm. And my career has been in the area of maternal health, and I've had a public health focus over the years. Even though I'm really skilled in all the high-tech, high-risk pregnancy stuff, I've worked with the New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health over matters of maternal health. And so I have a kind of broad perspective. I've done pertinent to this work on educational curricula for public health activities. So I feel like I have a little bit of experience that would sort of dovetail with the Department of Health, plus my interest as being a Westchester County resident for so long, and the health of the county is sort of why I feel like I would want to do this. Because many people said, why would you want to do this? You're a very busy lady, and I am. But I don't feel a commitment to the county, so...
And it's only one meeting a month.
Well, that's what I was told.
The information is online.
Okay, that's
we
terrific.
No longer receive these incredible packets we used to receive. The first part of every meeting is involves going through all of the, I guess you would say, adjudicated cases that have places that have received citations for certain things, and it's all gone all through the administrative, what is it, the ALJ, the administrative law judges, with fines, and those have to be approved by the Board of Health on a monthly basis, or changed, and there are changes that go on, and so all of that information you can read online.
Right.
At your they send an email saying when it's posted, and it's you go online.
I tried to go online to see what I could find.
Yeah,
from a public perspective.
It's all password protected.
Yeah, I couldn't see.
But they will assign you with a password because it's obviously proprietary.
Oh, absolutely.
And especially in this county, it has been the policy of the board of the Department of Health of the Board of Health not to do things like. Report card grading on restaurants. New York City is doing that, but this county has held out that everybody is held to a high standard, and so at any rate. But those are the kinds of things we get a lot of petroleum bulk storage spills. You think these people would learn, and sometimes it is so
the old tanks.
It's either leaking.
Overflow when they were filling them, the fill port. But a lot of them
are commercial or residential.
No, a lot of them are municipal.
Oh, wow.
You know, municipal public workers, DPWs, who should know better.
Yeah.
You don't spill this stuff on the ground. There's usually a period of time that goes back and forth with whether they respond to the notification, whether they come in. A lot of them don't come in, and now, so it goes through all sorts of ramifications. But it's everything from that to food service establishments, food handling, cleanliness, sanitation, to whether they've got the calorie labelings listed in the fast food restaurants.
Judy's rather proud of that because she sponsored the law.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, I really love that law. And then we have, you have to be over a certain age to go to a tanning salon, and we have little stings that go on with the tanning salons. And we have tobacco stings that go on. We have had the Robitussin stings for looking for minors being able to buy Robitussin for their robo shots. And remember that one? So, and that's the first part of every meeting. Mm-hmm. And then the next part is usually whatever issues. We've updated our bylaws. We often talk to different people who are in the Department of Health. They always go through budgetary things with us. On a quarterly basis, we go through the mandated health reporting, the whatever they're called, the statistics that get reported through the county. And now we are starting to focus on this, on doing some kind of strategic planning, and it's sort of getting we've got some new members, and it's a good time to figure out if there's new areas that the board would like to move into.
And, can I ask you about members?
Yes.
What category of members? Who are
the
members?
Okay, I should go get my...
Do you know what? Just in general.
In general. And it's all according to the way the state requires its counties to have...
So it's a state mandate.
It's a state mandate of the counties.
They say X number of these.
The Board of Health is a state mandate.
And yes, we have to have a Department of Health and a Board of Health, and the Board of Health has to be, in our case... Because our Board of Health took over from the cities originally had their own boards of health, and we consolidated them back, 50 years ago or whatever. So we have to have a representative from each city.
And you're talking about Yonkers, New Rochelle.
Yonkers, New Rochelle, city of Rye, which is Ruth.
Rye is a city.
Rye is a city, because it wanted to get itself away from the village of Portchester. So that was back in the 40s.
Peekskill.
Peekskill's a city. So we have representatives and White Plains. And those people actually have to come through a much different kind of process, whereby the mayors of those respective cities have to recommend three individuals, and then three individuals have to be looked at by the Board of Legislators, and then one is selected. And then the state says we have to have a certain number of MDs.
Okay.
And I believe it's either three or four, I can't remember. And the opening is because one of the MDs resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a concerted effort to try to, because the meetings are in New Rochelle, we have tended to get sort of southern heavy,
mm-hmm.
Heavy, especially Sound Shore area. We've got a lot of, like me, Largemont, Mamaroneck, Rye, New Rochelle. And so, because there are often, one of the things we always look at also is a lot of septic concerns
mm-hmm.
from North County. And so we just put a new member on, an at-large member who is from Lewisboro, and he knows septics inside and out. Well, out more than in, but hopefully. And when the MD slot came open also, there was everybody felt really to have a good geographic representation to try to find somebody sort of north of 287.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I live about 2 miles north of 287.
Okay. You're there.
And you're far from the sound. You're on the river.
And you know how
you're
sound.
You're on the river. You're on the
and
river,
I'm a river,
not the
town
sound.
Person.
And Ruth said, I know someone. Oh, great. So,
Ruth's wonderful. She's wonderful to work with. She's been
brilliant.
A colleague for many years.
Oh, she's so brilliant. Yeah. And so there are MD members, at-large members, and then these city members.
Okay.
And then I am on merely as a member of the Board of Legislators. But I have a vote.
Mm-hmm.
But my qualifications are only that I am a legislator. And the meetings are monthly. On a Thursday, it's usually, I think it's the second or third Thursday of every month.
That's good, because I can get it into my calendar.
Yeah,
it's always the same.
Yeah.
We have a big public health award coming up this week, and they're doing... It's at a hotel in White Plains where the entire department is coming in for a whole department education day, which is a first that they haven't done in a long time. And they're using it also for a time for highlighting this is National Public Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so that's, I think, everybody I'm counting around the table. The city reps,
so
the MDs, and the at-larges. There are 13 of us.
13, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's what it
Any
is.
Any questions, Ms. Martin?
You are like heaven sent. Because people would recommend friends and stuff, but again, it tended to be people in the southern area.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening was that people were either too busy up north. Well, generally, either too busy or just didn't have any interest in it. And so when Ruth said, I know the perfect person.
It's kind of on your way home from Einstein, too.
Well, it's going to be on my way. Is it
or
morning
in,
meeting?
Or
morning meeting.
Oh, okay.
It's at 9 a.m.
So that's
going
to be on your way
and
in.
And we're always out by 11.
In.
Easy.
That's easy.
They have coffee.
That's easy. That's easy.
They used
to
have fattening foods.
Right.
Or I run back and forth because I usually start my day really early. But.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
But it does.
I could, at 9.
The MDs we have from New Rochelle, the MD is an eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the Board of Health is actually a vet.
Okay. Interesting.
And let's see, who are the other docs we have? Doctor from Scarsdale. I think he's a family practitioner.
Good.
I thought you had an infectious disease.
Okay, now we'll pass on to legislator Nona.
That had been, she's a member, she's not an infectious disease person on the Board of Health, she's with the Department of Health.
Okay.
Ada. Well,
no, I mean, this is very, I see, it's interesting how you've worked your way up from instructor to vice chair at the department.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you also, all your work in high-risk pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But what I thought was interesting was preconception care. I hadn't heard of that before.
Okay, so that's a big area.
I hadn't heard of that before.
Wouldn't Westchester County be interested in that? So that's
making
women aware of their health prior to conception.
Yeah, it's very important.
Really
very important. Because you can affect the fetus
absolutely.
By what you did
also,
before that.
We have, Westchester County has a significant problem with obesity.
Oh,
and
yes.
One of the big problems
is high risk
pregnancy.
As a pregnancy issue.
Right.
Yeah. Obesity,
right.
Obese pregnancy.
Yeah.
Right.
And unfortunately, these past few years, we haven't had as much dollars in the department to do education, and that had been a really big thrust. Hopefully, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, no, I'd be certainly interested.
But, there's
those
a lot
kinds
of interest
of
in that. And they have done
health,
some obesity testing with school children in Westchester. And it's above average. The interesting problem we had in Westchester was that a lot of the public schools refused to take part in the testing because a lot of them have the opposite problem where they don't want to focus on weight with the children because of the anorexia.
The reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were the ones who said no.
It's healthy weight. It's not either way.
No.
It's healthy weight.
I know.
You can,
but
you can approach it as healthy weight. Whether
about
it's
weight
low or
kids.
High, it's to be healthy.
They didn't want any testing done.
Interesting.
Terrific. I have only two questions.
Sure.
On that. Purely personal and purely parochial.
Okay.
Does the name Robert Aschheim mean anything to you?
No.
Todd Olson.
Yes.
Okay.
Todd is he's a PhD researcher at New York Medical College now. We actually were on a committee together when he was at Einstein.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you still do anything with New York Med?
Not really.
Okay.
Not
we're
really.
Waiting. We're on tenterhooks because we don't know what's going to happen with Tour.
Yeah. They ask me for money. That's about all they do for me because I'm an alumnus. But
standard.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for
allowing.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Okay.
This
is a really big deal.
You want me to put it here?
Yeah, please.
Yes. Or should we use this one?
Because
what I'll do is we'll send all this information.
The Montefiore one.
The Montefiore one. Because that's the one. Yeah, my assistant is right.
She's on top of it.
She's on top of it.
Yeah.
So the
next meeting is Thursday, whenever the third Thursday is.
It's the third Thursday?
Matter of fact, I'm going to not be there.
Okay.
I will be away.
Third Thursday?
13:20, right.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually around 17, 18.
21st. Okay, thank you very much for coming by.
Terrific. Nice to meet you.
I'm so glad to meet you.
Yeah.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And we'll be seeing each other. Can I take this then to review?
Please. And I'll send you one electronically also.
That's great.
To this address.
Thank you. And I will ask Donna Montalto if you know what the story is. Yeah.
I have a colleague. Donna Montalto in Albany.
In Albany.
Oh, really? Interesting.
American College of OBGYN. She's the executive director there. And I told her I was meeting another Montalto.
Ooh.
We must be related because of
a long
relative. If you see Todd, would you say hello to
him? I will.
Okay,
there
thank
were
you very
some
much.
Montaltos on Mount Vernon that we have. Lost,
so long. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
May I have a motion, please?
To approve.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Meyer, second by Mr. Nono. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Meyer, second by Mr. Nono. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. The meeting stopped.
Let me just tell you why I'm going to ask John.